Well, B films are a bit outside of the comfort zone for Winnipeg actor Doreen Brownstone, but that won't stop the 91-year-old legend from embracing the genre for her latest role in a Winnipeg film. The people behind the project are playwright Angus Combe and local actor and filmmaker Stephanie Weens. And Stephanie joins me now. Hi, Stephanie.
Good afternoon, Ismail.
So who is Doreen Brownstone to the local theater and film community?
Doreen Brownstone has a really special place in the heart of the local theater and film community. She is both a grandma and someone who we personally love, because if you've ever worked with her, she not only is wonderful to work with because she's a fabulous actor, but she knits hats and slippers for you. She brings in baking to rehearsal. She's just such a wonderful person, spirit to be around. So there's that personal side of it. But the other thing that she is she's just an incredibly talented performer. The germ for this idea, for this film that we're raising money for on Indiegogo, the Doreen Brownstone Film Spectacular, as we call it, It actually started when I saw her do a reading of a play several years ago now at Prairie Theatre Exchange's Carol Shields Festival New Works. And this reading was one of the most wonderful theatrical moments I'd ever experienced. Oh. It was Joan McLeod's Another Home Invasion, and Doreen's performance was so powerful, and it just struck me that as actors get older, most of everything they do just gets better and better, because it's all about becoming, whether it's becoming more open, more experienced as a human being and as an artist, that the craft just keeps sharpening and getting better and better. However, the opportunities are not there as you get older.
Right.
And so that also means for audiences, the opportunities to see these fine, fine performers aren't there. The other thing with Doreen is that the majority of her work has been in theater. So there are lots of us who have seen her do fantastic work on stage, whether it's one of the many times she's played Yenta in Fiddler on the Roof, either at Rainbow Stage, at MTC, all over Canada, or in other terrific roles in really every theater in Winnipeg, major, minor, she's been there. And she has created beautiful moments. However, the thing about live theater, if you weren't there to catch it,
yeah, you
missed it. So when I came home from this reading, I said to my partner, Angus, who's a playwright and a filmmaker, we really, you know, every play that's done should have Doreen in it. We need to do a play with Doreen. And he said, well, really, we need to make a film with Doreen so that we will have it captured so audiences can continue to discover her.
So let's get to this film. What story is told in this film?
So this film is really brings Angus's sense of humor and his love of B-movies together with Doreen's fabulous character. For anyone who happened to, say, be at the Winnipeg Arts Council luncheon this year and got a chance to see her give her acceptance speech, it was almost stand-up comedy. She's a very witty, sharp, entertaining woman. So the concept of the movie is that Doreen will be playing a character named Doreen Brownstone, who is a aging B-movie star who is having to be in less and less high-quality films and is still, you know, working to keep her career going while dealing with some strange goings-on in her apartment building. So it's a cross between sort of an homage to a lot of different B-movie genres, because we'll see clips of these movies that she's in currently and has been in the past, and also a little bit of Curb Your Enthusiasm. So you've got the Doreen playing herself, in quotation marks, a very different character in a lot of ways than the sweet Doreen Brownstone we know. It would just be a lot of fun.
It sounds like it'll be a lot of fun for her, too, because it sounds very different from roles she may have played in the past.
Yeah, well, and part of the idea is that it will give her a chance to play, because we're going to have movies within the movie, these little scenes, it'll give her a chance to play in a bunch of different genres she may not have had the chance to play, or at least certainly not had the chance to be immortalized on film in. Mm. So Angus has written several of those already and is also talking with her about what she'd really like to do so he could write some specific things that will be fun. And the other great things, there's two things about making a film with somebody like Doreen. The really important thing, I think, an exciting thing is to capture it on film so that we can enjoy it. And in 20 years, you know, you can show it to your grandkids and we can enjoy it. People can just keep discovering it in, you know, cheap DVD bins the way that we do now. now. And the other thing is the actual experience of making the film for all of us who are going to be working with Doreen. It is such an opportunity to get to work with somebody like that.
Well, you'll be working with someone who sounds... You're describing her as essentially a living legend in our city.
She is a living legend. You know, Doreen was in the first production ever at Manitoba Theatre Center. Now, because we're Winnipeggers, we just think, oh, well, that's a local thing. Well, Manitoba Theatre Center was the first regional theatre in North America. Mm-hmm. It created regional theatres. So she was in the very first production there, directed by John Hirsch, starring opposite Gordon Pinsent as his wife.
That's just kind of a big thing.
Yeah.
And when you approach an actor like that about being in your film like that, how did she react?